It's now time for Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Add-A-Touch Flooring Gifts. For flowers bigger than your last-minute panic, Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass AG, because broken windows make surprise wind tunnels. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so smooth you might slide right into Monday. And Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, making sure goodbyes are graceful and your weird family stories live on. Today's show has more excitement than a raccoon in a garbage can. And don't miss Hank's love lines. Hank says, if she laughs at your jokes, well, that's true love. If she steals your TV remote, hide immediately.
Run.
Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
There he is.
Hey, good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Not bad. A little nasty out there today.
Yeah, but you know what? We need the rain.
Million dollar rain.
I'm never going to change it. I'm never going to chase rain away.
Right.
And I know that some schools don't like it. Some people don't like it because of games and stuff. But you know what? We got to have the rain.
I think there are only a couple in the area today. And they probably,
I was supposed to be in Waseca. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen, but
you never know with them guys.
But in April, you got maybe freezing stuff in the morning, and then you might have a shower or heavy thunderstorm.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't know if I was supposed to drive my truck or the other car today.
Yeah, the Mini Cooper probably would have floated in this, wouldn't it?
Well, I got it. I drove the Cooper. Yeah.
Oh.
I was just afraid of slick roads, but nothing. You just got to watch the side of the roads. That's where it's kind of slick at. So I usually drive there a lot.
The hydroplaning, you want to avoid that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you think I think it's a little too small to hydroplane, don't you think?
I don't know.
Or do you think it just...
Yeah. It makes the vibe look like a Cadillac.
Oh. Anyway, my man, today is game day, but we're going to do something different today, Philip.
Is that right?
Yeah. But your first question, okay?
Okay.
If you could enhance your physical or your... Conjugative abilities, which would you choose? Go ahead.
If I could enhance my physical or cognitive abilities, which would I choose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. My cognitive.
You're pretty good with that.
Yeah, not bad.
You're pretty good with that.
Yeah, so I'd say physical.
What kind of physical?
Big muscles.
Big muscles, yeah. It'd be like Brady Ewing, you know?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Walking around.
Yeah, walking around. Don't mess with me.
Right. No. Oh, he doesn't act like that.
No, I'm just saying you would.
I want to act like that.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be the top dog of Dog Hollow.
Yeah. You know? and there's no dogs in there now.
No. What do you do?
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you're raising goats and turkeys but live in an apartment.
Oh! I wonder what the landlord would say about that.
I don't know.
Maybe it's encouraged.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Huh.
I get free goats, milk, and chickens for
rent. Yeah, exactly. When you sign your lease, I wonder if it says that, pets, goats, and turkeys are welcome.
But here's the thing. A lot of people don't tell their landlord that they have goats, turkeys, and maybe a pet cow.
Uh-huh. Until it's too late.
Until it's done, yes.
Yeah, pet cow, that could be a problem.
Do you see the little small ones, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, but, those are big diapers.
I'd hate to take that thing out all the time.
Right. Take it out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you do?
Well, here's your five questions, your rapid fire questions. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Well, if this show had a cereal named after it, what would it be? What would be inside the
this
box?
Show, though. Well, I don't know. Probably some, I'm thinking like a Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you got the marshmallows. So you have like marshmallows in the shape of roadkill.
Right.
Maybe a Pontiac Vibe.
Some Monopoly pieces.
Some things that you and I like.
Yeah.
Right.
What job do you think you'd be terrible at before 9 a.m.?
Oh, boy. That I don't know.
I'm going with an airplane controller guy.
Airplane controller, right. Wow. I would say for me, anything that involves driving. Because,
oh, really? Okay.
Because I can drive all night, but as soon as the daylight, I get groggy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. If listeners could see one thing in the studio right now, what what would we hide, or what should we hide?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know.
Everything.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You got a VHS copy of Grease. Grease,
yeah. That's a original VHS copy.
It is.
Copy.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's been in here since Richland Center put Grease on.
And it's still been here.
A year and a half ago. Yeah. I brought it in as a prop. Still here. So that's
still
probably
a prop.
Probably something that we should.
Yeah. What about your other. Huh? What about the can of succotash over there?
We have a can of, mm-hmm. And it's not just succotash, it's triple succotash.
Yeah, triple succotash.
A blend of tomatoes, corn, and lima beans.
Yeah, you can have all that.
Now, I'm wondering, where is the expiration date on there? Let me see. Best if used by, it says 2027. I thought it said 2022.
That's
it's still good.
Yeah. It's way too new for us.
So it's not suffering succotash, right, as Sylvester used to say. Yeah.
Suffering triple succotash.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've never had it before, and I still haven't. See, somebody gave me this can of it, and I've not tried it yet. Mm-hmm. So if we get snowbound, you know, like we were close when we had that blizzard last week.
Yeah, we were close.
We could have opened a can of succotash.
You could have.
Do we have a can opener? Mm-hmm. We do? Okay.
You're all safe. Right. You could watch Grease and eat a can of succotash. What's your on-air voice doing that your normal voice is not?
I don't know.
It's pretty much the same. Yes, it is.
Sure.
Yeah. So, if today had a headline, what would it read? What would it be by 9 a.m.?
Today would have a headline. Drippy weather, something like that. Drippy weather, drippy announcers.
Drippy.
Uh-huh.
But drippy here, but Mr. Ewing lands a big job. So.
Yeah, there you go.
So something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Brady Ewing is going to be helping out with the alumni.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. In fact, we're gonna get him in to talk about that one of these days. Good. So that's gonna be pretty cool.
All right, on to our non-game day. It's game day, but we're gonna do something a little bit different here.
All right.
So I have collected peeps throughout the last 3 or 4 weeks. We were supposed to eat them on Friday, but Hank forgot. So now we're gonna try them today.
Peeps overload here.
Yeah, peeps overload. If you want to open some of those, that way.
I don't know that I like the fact that you're putting on a rubber glove.
Well, I just don't want, because I have to touch the peeps.
Okay. Okay.
All right, the first one is Tropical Punch.
All right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, you got a pizza cutter for the peep. That's a peep cutter.
Yeah. We're each going to get an ear.
All right. I got to eat the whole thing?
Just the ear.
This is like peep overload here. What kind is this again?
Tropical Punch.
Tropical Punch.
It tastes like a mush or. I don't think
there's any Tropical Punch in that.
This one here is a. What is it? It's sour watermelon filler.
Hmm. Sour watermelon.
You taste the sour, a little bit of watermelon at first, but.
No, it just, again, tastes like a stale marshmallow to me.
All right. This is the one I've been wanting. Frosted Strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Really?
Yeah. So.
That's good, because June won't buy me Pop-Tarts, and she won't buy me Peeps.
You think I'll get in trouble?
So, the thing of it is, I'm getting both in this.
No, you're not.
Hmm. No, I do taste a little.
There's a little strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are number one right now, right?
That's probably the best one so far.
Yeah. I think.
Who thinks of these peep?
I have no idea.
Peep flavors.
Well, here's another one.
Hmm.
This is Rice Krispie Treats.
Rice Krispie Treats?
Mm-hmm.
Peeps? What do they think of this stuff?
Marshmallow.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
So I went shopping last night for some Easter candy, helping out the Easter Bunny
for the
hunt in Saxonville. So many choices.
Oh, my God. I know. I was there.
Yeah.
I had to get candy for the station.
And then I was so tempted because they have like a Easter basket with Barbie dolls in it.
Right.
And I'm like, what? You know, but I decided.
You didn't want the Barbie dolls.
No, I didn't want the Barbie dolls. So.
This is party cake.
Mm-hmm. I get it a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Tasted one, two, three, five of them, Phil.
Five peeps.
I say strawberry frosting.
That's the best
that's
one?
That's it. No, that's the. We have this one here.
How come you're not opening up the butter beer one?
Do you want this? Because we had, this is butter beer, okay? It's from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah, and we had, I had chocolate out there. You know, those little chocolate kisses made of butter rum, and they're butter beer. They're absolutely horrible. I'm not trying this. If you want to try it, I'll let you. But I can't stand it.
I guess I would try it.
Okay.
So we were in Florida with the band, which goes along with, I think there's some bands that are there now. I know.
Right. Yep.
I think Riverdale is. But anyway, we were in, and that was when they first opened a Harry Potter section. And And they were serving up butter beer. And, I mean, it wasn't real beer, but there was about a two-hour line to get a cup of butter beer.
Really?
So, it was just the thing to do, I guess.
Right, right. Hmm. Butter beer.
Mm-hmm.
Peep.
It's not bad.
Ugh.
Well.
You're going to have the whole thing, then.
No, I don't. I think I've had enough. But I think, you know, we'll put them out and see if, like, maybe our morning show guests want some.
Yeah, we should do that.
Put them out there. So, I guess number one, peep. Is the frosted?
I agree with that.
Frosted strawberry pop tarts.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty
then
good.
I think number two is probably the Rice Krispies.
The Rice Krispie one, and again, yeah. I didn't get too much taste there.
The other ones are basically just marshmallows.
That's what it seemed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it's false advertising? I don't know.
No, but I mean,
So frosted peeps, 27 calories per chick.
We had an ear.
We only ate the ear, so we're all right. 110 calories per serving.
We're good.
So be aware of that, though, because I know you're still on your diet.
Oh, yes.
You know, probably peeps aren't.
Probably not the best on there.
No.
But anyway, you're going to laugh at this, but if you take these marshmallows and put them in and make Rice Krispie treats, it's really, really
good. Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Hank. It's really, really good.
That might be one of the better ideas you've had.
Yeah, so.
Joanne!
Get going!
Go make us some Rice Krispie treats.
All right, buddy. Don't forget the famous love line today.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready? Hang on to this, buddy. I know I'm running late. April 2nd. Are you a blackjack dealer in Vegas? Because you're the queen of my heart.
Oh, nice.
That come on. Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I triple dog dare you to use that somewhere today. But then again.
Joanne.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Hey, have a good day, buddy.
Thanks,
be kind.